The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive. Woo!
Hi, once again, Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with episode 478 of your weekly installment of Great 60s Garage Punk, Garage Rock, Freak Beat, Psychedelia, all here on Retrospect. This episode focusing on obscure 60s garage. We got it underway with a band called The Quests. You can find out more about them and see what I'm talking about on our Facebook page. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk on Facebook. Video clip up there in the last few days. So The Quests from Grand Rapids, Michigan, formed 1964, recorded for Fenton Records between 1966 and 1967, released three singles. They were somewhat hampered by some controversy around lyrics of one of their tunes, but did achieve some regional popularity with a track called Scream Loud. So in 1965, they'd recorded some demo tapes for Fenton Records. The Scream Loud track was one of those. They took that track further, but that left some unreleased material, particularly a song called That's My Dream, which we opened the show with. Recorded 1967, never released, the band split up soon afterwards. It did appear on a band sold CDR compilation of their material, but now it has been pressed to vinyl by Hyperloop Records, and I'd like to thank them for sending me a copy of that wonderful 45. We got underway with The Quests, That's My Dream, the B-side of that new 45, later in this episode. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Ah!
Well, here's an obscure band on Varden Records, released January 1966. The track, an A-side called Lily. The band, Drusa Lee and the Dead. Now, Drusa Lee, D-R-U-S-A-L-E-E, and the Dead. Strange name? Well, the main guy in the band, his name was Drew Sally, S-A-L-L-E-E. If you want to find out more, you can visit mixcloud.com/thevinylavenger and go hunting through those files for a phone interview with Drew Sally from Drusa Lee and the Dead. Let's check it out. Drusa Lee and the Dead. This is Lily.
Late at night while I'm sleeping, I do not hold you in my arms so tight. And I know it wouldn't be so bad if I didn't dream of you at night.
In the morning when I awake, I awake and find you gone.
I lay my head back down on my pillow and I cry because I'm all alone.
Oh Lily, why did you leave me? Oh Lily, please tell me why. Without your love, darling,
all that's left to do is die.
Oh Lily, show me you love me. Oh Lily, show me you care. Without your love, darling,
this life I just couldn't bear. That shouldn't happen. You know there's things that shouldn't be. But the worst thing in my life that's happened was when my Lily left me.
She thought that I loved her. She thought that I cared.
But soon my Lily left me. I lived my life in despair.
Oh Lily, why did you leave me? Your love, darling,
all that's left to do is die.
Oh Lily, show me you love me. Oh Lily, show me you care. Without your love, darling,
this life I just couldn't bear.
Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Thank you. I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Singing on trip, I'm on a train. It was a trip, a sad refrain. I met a girl, she started this world. She was fine.
Obscure tracks, Drusilly and the Dead with Liddy top of that set. Then a band called The Mean on Varmint Records, 7-inch 45, released in the States September 1966. Now these guys had just two releases. Their 1966 45, Say You Love Me, backed with Greenfields. Then at some stage later, I'm Gonna Miss That Girl with Do You Love Me. Certainly obscure, The Mean on Varmint Records. Wrapping the set, Fifth Row Back. Back, B-A-C. On Graves Records, from 1967, so obscure, I've only seen it on a compilation called Total Raunch, 100% Boss Garage from the 60s.
Phil Gray's
Retrospect.
Here's one from a band called Dickie Treadway and the Salados, on TSM Records. Dickie Treadway out of Hamilton, Texas. The band The Salados from Salado, Texas. So The Salados had a 1966 45 called Got No Love. Then a year later, Dickie Treadway and The Salados. This is the A side. You Can't Believe It.
Oh baby, gotta keep on telling you. And baby, gotta keep on reminding you. You can't believe it, babe, no, no, no. You can't believe it, babe. There's been so many girls in my life. you think, girl, that you're just one more. Try to understand me, baby, you know I love you. How can I make it go without the loving things you do? Every time you hear a story on me, you can't believe it, baby, no, no, no. You can't believe it, baby, no, no, no. You get a little bit soft.
Garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Hail, hail, bit, your tongue shall be slit. All the cats and all the chicks shall have a little bit. Hail, hail, bit, your tongue shall be slit. All the cats and all the chicks shall have a little bit.
You never keep a secret, you're a telltale tit. If you should hear a signal, then you know that's it. You never keep a secret.
All the cats and all the chicks will have a little bit.
Record shops have turned into glossy cathedrals. See how the assistants have become church wardens. To every worshipper, a stall. Then down past a mosaic of shining record covers to join the mysterious ritual.
There's a shack, and to that shack. like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. Four more obscure 60s garage tracks. Dickie Treadway and the Salados with You Can't Believe It. Then the Roulettes. Pictured information up on our Instagram and Facebook page. British rock and roll band, formed London 1961. They were recruited as a backup group to the singer Adam Faith, performed with him on and off over the years. Originally formed as the Strangers at Sutton High School for Boys. They were recommended to Adam Faith's manager, who was looking for a band to perform the sort of music that would bring Adam Faith up into the beat band era. So as I said, they toured widely from 61 to 63, and again a bit later on as well behind Adam Faith, but did release their own material with very limited success. The track we had, Tell Tale Tit, off their Steaks and Chips LP of 1965. More about that band and a photo up on our Instagram and Facebook. After the Roulettes, a band called The Hidden Charms. That's off a Norton Records 45, The Hidden Charms, backed with a track by The Vampires. Also appears on the Norton Records compilation, Get Off My Back, unissued 60s garage acetates. The band, The Hidden Charms. Wrapping the set, The Peasants, out of the UK. Track called Rampant, that's from a comp called Riot of the Amphetamine Generation on Dig the Fuzz Records. Stay tuned for Global Garage. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Right, let's look at some Global Garage, starting with a band, I believe, from Portugal. They're called Conjunto José Novoa. Two releases, 1965, a whole lot of shaking going on, and then later, The House of the Rising Sun. That's off a 7-inch, 3-track EP, both of those releases on Orfeu Records. So this is Conjunto Jose Novoa, House of the Rising Sun.
This is the story of a gambler. Me. There is a house in your ears. They call the rising sun. Thank you.
opposite of the Royal Hangman, straight out of Zurich, Switzerland. And Phil, we just love the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, the number one source for a weekly dose of 60s underground greatness and psychedelia. Cheers, mate!
I want a one that is good to me. Someone who treats me soft and tender, you see. Somebody that will love me till the end of the time. But I can find nobody that will be mine. Can't go alone with people I know. But I would rather, yeah, have somebody's love. Someone who makes me feel good till the end of the time. But I can find nobody that will be friends. Look for a new love, yeah, that won't leave again. Someone that I'll depend on till the end of the line. But I can find nobody that will be mine.
Phil is a terrific guy, but we get along.
Retrospect.
Hab keine Lust, heute aufzustehen. Ist mir viel zu blöd,
ist ihm viel zu blöd,
jetzt in das Bad zu gehen. Mit den Blut Füßen übern kalten Flur,
mit seinen großen bloßen Füßen übern kalten Flur.
Hab keine Lust, heute aufzustehen.
Hab keine Lust, heute aufzustehen.
Wär sie noch hier, doch sie ist weg. Zum Schreien, so ganz allein, ich rühr mich nicht vom Fleck. Warum bringt mir keiner den Kaffee ans Bett?
Warum bringt mir keiner seinen schwarzen Kaffee ans Bett?
Hab keine Lust, heute aufzustehen.
Hab keine Lust, heute aufzustehen.
Ich bleib im Bett den ganzen Tag. Ich schlaf wieder ein,
ihr pennt wieder ein,
weil ich nicht aufstehen mag. Nach dem Waschen Haare kämpft welch ein Graus.
Seine dünnen Haare fallen ihm ja doch bald aus.
Hab keine Lust, heute aufzustehen.
Hat keine Lust, aufzustehen, hab keine Lust, heute 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 aufzustehen.
And that's Global Garage. Portugal top of the set, Conjunto Jose Novo with House of the Rising Sun. Then Firebeats Inc. pop rock band from Norway. Studio musicians working in Norway in the 1960s, performed variously as the Firebeats and Firebeats Inc., and then later changed their name to Firebeats and Ingrid Allen. We had a track from a 1966 LP on HMV from Firebeats Inc., I Can't Find Nobody. Then from Germany, The Blizzards, 7-inch mono 45 from 1966, released on Fontana. The Blizzards, a track called Hab kein Lust heut auf Zusten. Back to the track with a much easier to say Exodus. From Germany, The Blizzards.
The vilest obscenity within reach of every man, woman, and child in the country.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
But let's head to Peru with a retrospect favorite. This is Los Psychos with Cementerio.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
In the morning, on Sunday morning, anata o maku shite, koi wa asa ni naki. Yo ake ni koi wa kiete yuku mono sa. Asa mo ya ni tsutsumareta ushiro kage. Mono sa, ai no yume yo
さよなら
黒髪よさよなら白い手よさよならシャラララララララシャラララララララシャラララララララ
I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Three more great global garage tracks. Los Psycho Cementerio, followed by a Japanese group sounds band, new to the show. Picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook. They are called The Blue Impulse. It's a track I discovered on the Cult GS 7-inch box set on Miracle Music. So it's a box set out of Japan, released 2005. Two tracks from The Blue Impulse on there. We had Yoaki Nikita Koi, great slice of group sounds. Then wrapping the set, Los Monjes, the Monks out of Mexico, not the American / German Monks, off an LP 1966 called Monks Polytechnic, CBS Mono LP, which includes covers of Hanky Panky, House of the Rising Sun, and I Got My Mojo Working. We had a track called Mi Mami Dijo from Mexico's The Monks, better known as Los Monjes.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I'll give you an unbiased opinion. It stinks.
Well, let's go back to that Quests 45 that I opened the show with and posted up on our Facebook about. This is the B-side of that freshly printed 45. Thanks to Hyperloop Records, this is Scream Loud.
If you really want me,
if you really want me.
And bringing us to the end of this week's retrospect, a band called Cade Man and the Nobles. Another obscure track called More Than a Kiss that appears on two comps. Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 6 and Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 5 and 6, American Teenage Garage Hoot and Noise. Those are both releases on Crypt Records. Cool track, Cademan and the Nobles, More Than a Kiss. Wrapping the show for this week. Seeing you out with an instrumental from 1964. Capitol Records release from a band known as the Kickstands off an LP, Black Boots and Bikes. This is Hill Climb. And I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for joining me for this week's retrospect. With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Was not a great job.